That's even worse. Why? Because that comes from stupidity, and that's come from the other part, not tender part. There are people that they have lesser qualities because they are more animalistic. Let's make it clear that love and tenderness belongs to the human being. Anger and lust belongs to the animal. Then what? That sheep doesn't exist in Persian language. In Persian language is that. And say that is the light of Haq. Justice, truth, God, all of that. Right? That is the reflection of that light, which when you look at it, you will think, this is not createe, this is creator. What is this? This totality, combination of both. This team we are talking about. What is this combination? Who am I? Could you say, looking at this, you will see this is a createe, right? Looking at me, what do you see?
Creator.
I'm createe, I'm creator. Oh. You don't know which one is what. Remember the pixel of his picture here? You say, it's that. There is a bright light of justice in here that you will not recognize. Here, over there, there is something. Not only this man and this woman, there is something else here. That light, bright light, which is totally different. You could say that, or you could believe, it looks like maybe this is not creative, it's the creator. That's the definition of the human being. So, when you look at the human being, you will recognize the createe, the animal over there. Okay, we accept that animal. We know the humanity could be there. There, where? We are referring to the other quality only in human being, which is creativity. And that creativity, in the example I showed you, was me looking at this and imagining me creating this. This is not the creativity. This is the shadow of creativity, and if the human creativity is this, all the animals are creative. Because creativity is the trick of life to exist here. We are talking about creativity beyond this, in a place which is no place really. Which creativity are we talking about? What kind of creativity?
Imagination.
The claim, yes, imagination. Whatever we're talking about is in the field of imagination, and this is our field. We're creating all of that, right? Let's say you don't agree with me. You dare to do that? Disagree with me that, oh no, it's not like that. Yes, it is. Because we're talking about what? What are we talking about? You have to refer to that argument in the imagination of us. A fellow, an Arab, with his wife and things like that, what is that? It's a story, right? And what is the story? In our imagination. That's what we are communicating now based on our imagination. That's what we're talking about. Because we know you can change this. If you change your imagination, everything is different. Because whatever you see, you just take a picture, a superficial one. Then you take it inside your imagination and you compare it with whatever you have. Then you understand it. Ah, this looks like that, so this is it. So whenever you go somewhere, you look at something, you see, you recognize something that you have in your imagination. Looking at that stuff, firstly, your imagination can tell you, that's an advertisement. If your imagination is busy with advertisement, if you are very busy in meditation and that kind of thing, you look at, oh, what a good subject to meditate. It's the same thing. This universe is one universe. Each of us has different image of it. The problem is the imagination. That should be corrected. How? Let's see how. Before going back, yes.
Does the word you use for love in English, is that maya? Is he using maya?
Yes, maya.
Thanks.
Now is the time to go back to the story. The story of this man and woman should wait a lot. Because we have a lot of discussion about it. Because this is the dilemma in you. You don't take it seriously, but when you are confused, you're confused between doing the thing you like and doing the thing you have to. Normally, your brain goes for the thing you have to do and will find some excuses sometimes to do the wrong thing you want to do. So it works like that. And there are times that you have done something you liked and later you try to justify it. Justification. A lot of energy over there. All of this. And this doesn't lead anywhere, does it? It could go on for your entire life. You have a brain and a heart fighting each other. Who are you? The big loser. Casualties of each side are your casualty. If your intelligence is damaged, you will turn out to be a dummy. And if your spirit is damaged, then you could really be a criminal. Mainly to yourself to begin with. There is these two parts. This is the last story. We were talking about this part of the logic mainly. We didn't talk about the other part. Now we bring the other part forward. How? Very loosely. We didn't talk about him. You don't know him very well, do you? The only thing you know that he's a good man with a very horrible wife. That's the image you have from them.
Or she's a good wife with a very lazy man.
Or if you are a feminist like him, you think that he's a lazy guy with a very good wife. So you will take this part and that part, huh? But remember, you don't know him. How do you know he's lazy? If he was lazy, he will keep quiet and he will not answer the nag of the wife, and that's one of the good ways to ignore it or things like that. You don't know that. Yet. Anyhow, we don't know the man. Because the man is not there to be known. This man is that other part, right? And we name him. You will see that once we name him nafs, once we name him heart, once we name him the spirit, once we name him John and John. Because this is a very unstable stuff, which is beyond the logic. We are looking at the other part of us, which is not the logical one. And you want to understand it? Don't. Understand the relationship between these two parts. You could never understand your heart. You have to understand the working condition between your brain and your heart. You are not supposed to influence your heart. You cannot. You cannot because you want to do it with Satan, with knowledge. And knowledge doesn't apply over there. This doesn't mean that knowledge has no purpose. Even there you need the knowledge. But they should play differently. So let's have some details about it. Some stories. But before everything, here we offer you the peace. Momentary peace to go and talk about the details. Declare the peace.
How the man yielded to his wife's request